Welcome in. This is the Backspin Style Reload Moments Masterclass in Ableton Live, stock devices only, intermediate level, drum and bass and jungle energy, and the goal is simple. You're going to build a convincing DJ-style rewind and reload moment that feels intentional, hits on the phrase, and makes the drop feel bigger when it comes back. No third-party plugins, just good planning, printed audio, warping, and automation that behaves like a DJ gesture. Before we touch anything, quick mindset shift. Don't think I'm adding an effect. Think I'm performing three moves. Move 1 is the grab, that moment where the deck gets touched. It's sudden and readable. Move 2 is the decelerate. Pitch falls, the sound smears, density changes like the platter is losing speed. Move 3 is the release. Hard stop into space, then a confident return back into the tune. If you can make those three moves clear, your reload will read on a phone speaker, in mono, and on a club system. All right, step 1. Choose the musical moment. Reloads only really feel right when they're locked to the phrase. Classic placements are the end of 16 bars in the intro right before the first drop, a mid-drop reload after 32 bars if you want that proper rave are you ready moment, or right before the final drop for maximum tension. Lengthwise, you've got a few standard options. A micro reload is half a bar. A standard reload is 1 bar, which is the sweet spot for most rolling DNB at 174. And the big jungle flex is 2 bars, where you really let the crowd sit in it. For this lesson, aim for 1 bar first. Once you can make 1 bar slam, everything else is just scaling. Now, step 2. Set up a clean workflow, because the biggest mistake people make is trying to backspin a bunch of MIDI and drum rock stuff directly. It gets messy fast. Transients move around, groove changes, things flam, and it stops sounding like a DJ move. So we're going to print the audio. Create a new audio track and name it Reload Print. On your main drum group or your pre-drop group, set audio to so it routes into Reload Print. On the Reload Print track, set monitor to in, arm it, and record the last 1 to 2 bars right before the point where you want the reload to happen. Now you've got a stable piece of audio. This is the recording of the deck that we can abuse without breaking the mix. Teacher tip. Print slightly more than you need. If you think you need 1 bar, print 2. You want options for choosing the best grab point. Next, create the actual spin track. Duplicate that recorded clip to a new audio track called Reload Spin. Consolidate it so it becomes one clean file. And turn warp on. Warp mode matters a lot here. If this is mostly drums, go to beats mode. Preserve set to transients. Try the transient loop mode. Back and forth if you want a slightly more stuttery vinyl chew, or forward if you want it a bit cleaner. For most drum and bass reloads with drums as the focus, beats mode wins. If your printed audio includes more melodic material and you want a smoother smear, tones can work, but start with beats. Get it punchy first. Now we build the backspin illusion. You've got 2 main methods. I'll teach the authentic one first, because it gives you the real rewind behavior. Method 1. Manual reverse sweep plus pitch drop. Go to the moment where the reload starts. Bullet the clip right there. Then take a small slice of audio from just before the reload point. Often it's a quarter bar or half a bar. This is important. The first 50 to 150 milliseconds of this slice decides whether it sounds like a platter catch or just reversed audio. So pick your grab point intentionally. Aim for something with a clear edge, a snare crack, a crash edge, a loud ghost kick, something that says hands on the record. If your spin sounds weak, don't reach for more effects. Change the start point. That's the secret. Duplicate that slice so you have more material to stretch out. Then turn on reverse for that slice. Now shape the spin up. Drag the start marker inward so it starts later in the audio, grabbing a louder transient. Then, using warp markers, compress time at the start and expand at the end, so it feels like it's slowing down as it goes. And here's the crucial part. Pitch. Open clip view. Go to envelopes. Choose clip, then transposition. Draw a curve that drops over the spin duration. As a starting guide, for half bar spin, go from 0 down to about minus 12 semitones. For a 1 bar spin, 0 down to around minus 19 semitones. For a 2 bar spin, you can go as far as minus 24 semitones. Don't just draw a straight line every time. A curve that falls faster at the start and slows near the end often feels more like a physical platter losing energy. Also, tiny but important, anytime you split, reverse, or slice, add micro fades. 1 to 5 milliseconds on clip fades will remove clicks and make the whole thing feel mechanical instead of glitchy. Now, method 2, just so you know it exists. The fast, controlled modern approach. You don't necessarily reverse the audio. You imply the spin through smear, filtering, echo, and a clean stop into space. It's not as literal, but it's incredibly usable and translates well on club systems. We'll still build the same FX chain either way, because even the authentic reverse needs help selling the illusion. So let's build the Reload FX chain. Put these stock devices on your Reload spin track, in this order. First, auto filter. Second, echo. Third, redux, optional. Fourth, reverb. Fifth, utility. Sixth, limiter. Let's dial them in. Auto filter first, because this is your DJ hand on the EQ move. Use a low-pass 24 dB filter. Add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6 dB. Resonance somewhere around 0.7 up to 1.2, depending how whistly you want it. Automation idea. During the spin, sweep the cutoff down from wide open, like 18 kHz, down to somewhere in a 200 to 600 Hz range. Then right before the drop returns, snap it back open, or just cut the reload track entirely. That snap is important. Reload automation is ramps plus snaps. Ramp into chaos, snap into control. Next, echo. Echo is the blue that makes the rewind feel like it's leaving a smear in the air. Use sync mode, time at 1/8 or 1/16, feedback around 25 to 45%. Now filter the echo, high pass it around 250 to 400 Hz, low pass it around 6 to 10 kHz. That keeps it hype, without turning into mud and fizzy pain. Add a little modulation, like 2 to 5%, just to make it feel unstable, and automate the mix. Start at zero, ramp up to about 20 to 35% during the spin. If you want a ravey edge, add redux next, but be disciplined here. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction 0 to 3. Dry wet 5 to 15%. This is seasoning. If you overdo it, your drums stop sounding like drums. Then reverb. This is the space between. Predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. Size 70 to 120%. And crucial. Low cut the reverb aggressively, 250 to 500 Hz. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz. Then automate dry wet from 0 up to about 15 to 30% during the spin, and cut it at the return. Here's a coach note. Keep the reload's low end intentionally empty, not accidentally filtered. The reason drops feel small after a reload is usually that low mids, like 120 to 300 Hz, are still hanging around in the reverb and echo tails. Treat the reload FX like it's a separate mix. High pass harder than feels polite. Now utility. Turn bass mono on around 120 Hz. Even if you're high passing the FX, this helps keep the center stable. Use utility gain to make sure the reload doesn't jump louder than your drop. The reload should feel dramatic, not louder. Leave headroom on purpose. Then a limiter, just as a safety net, ceiling at minus 0.3 dB. You're just catching peaks from resonance and feedback, not crushing the life out of it. Now we do the part that separates amateur reloads from professional ones. We kill the sub properly. On your sub track or bass group, automate a utility gain to minus infinity during the reload bar. Either hard mute it or do a steep fade. Alternative, use auto filter high pass 24 dB and sweep the cutoff from about 30 Hz up to 250 Hz quickly. Timing tip, mute the sub a hair early, 10 to 30 milliseconds before the reload begins. That little head start makes the spin read cleaner, and it makes the drop return feel like the floor comes back. Next, we add the crowd hype layer so the reload bar doesn't feel like dead air. Create a new audio track called Reload AIR. You can generate noise using operator. Set operator to noise. Low pass it around 8 to 12 kHz so it's not harsh. Add auto filter and sweep it. Add a big bright reverb. Then automate the volume to fade in across the spin and hard cut right at the drop return. This does two things. It bridges the silence, and it makes the listener feel like something is building even while the drums are disappearing. If you want extra physical realism, add a friction layer. New track called Friction. Use operator noise or any recorded noise. Put corpus on it, choose plate or membrane, tune it somewhere in the 200 to 600 Hz range, short decay, low pass at around 6 to 10 kHz. Bring it up during the spin and stop it dead on the return. That sells needle and platter, not just pitch. Now the arrangement trick. Stop then slam. A reload isn't only the spin. It's the negative space. At 174, a classic 1-bar reload might start on beat 4 of bar 16, then bar 17 is spin plus air and reverb tail, then bar 18 the full drop returns. To make the drop hit, cut kick and sub fully during the reload bar. You can keep one tiny element alive, super quiet and filtered, like a rimshot tick or a vocal chop, just so the bar stays lit, but keep it minimal, right at the return, at an impact, crash, ride, or a one-shot thump, and consider a short noise burst, like 20 to 60 milliseconds, right on the downbeat. That little blast reads as release. Also consider return hierarchy. You don't have to bring everything back at once. Kick and sub first, hats a beat later feels heavier. Snare and hats first, sub a half beat later feels like a tease. Or bring the hook first, then slam drums on beat 2 for that shock factor. Pick one and commit. For extra punch using stock tools, put drum boss on your drum group. Drive around 5 to 15%, crunch 5 to 20%, and be careful with boom because it can fight your sub. If you do use boom, tune it around 50 to 70 Hz and keep it subtle. You can also add saturator on the drum group with soft clip-on, drive 1 to 4 dB. And a nice trick, automate drum bus drive just for the very first kick or snare after the reload, then immediately back down. It's like a one-hit enhancer without adding samples. One more pro contrast trick, width. During the reload, make things narrower. Utility width at 60 to 80%, even briefly down to 0 to 30% right before the return. Then snap to 100 or even 120 at the drop, as long as mono compatibility holds. That contrast makes the return feel wider and louder without actually adding level. Now, quick checklist of common mistakes so you can self-diagnose fast. If the transition sounds muddy, you're leaving low end in the echo or reverb. High pass them harder. If the drop feels small, your reload is too loud. Gain stage with utility and compare peaks. Reload should be slightly lower than the drop. If the drums sound like they're tearing, you're over-warping. Use beats mode, preserve transients, and keep warp markers minimal. If the reload feels random, it's not phrase locked. Put it at 16 or 32 bar boundaries and align it to snares. If it feels like dead air, keep one moving element, air, friction, a filtered percussion ghost, or a tiny vocal stab. If you want an advanced rave tease, try a double clutch. Do a tiny mini rewind, like an eighth to a quarter bar, quick pitch fall to -7 to -12 semitones, then stop. One beat of silence and air. This audio version is shortened for playback.